You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
On day two of the 2024 NHL Draft, the Sharks selected seven players, many of whom got a chance to speak with the media. We'll start off with the Sharks' first second-round selection, Igor Chernyshov from the KHL's Dynamo Moscow. He spoke through an interpreter.
How does it feel to get drafted, you know, right away here this early this morning?
Какие ощущения ты ушел первым сегодня утром?
Конечно, самое положительное, приятное. Не знаю, рад, что команда СНХС выбрала меня. Не знаю, классные эмоции, незабываемые, буду помнить об этом всю жизнь.
He's very happy that San Jose picked him. He says it's unforgettable emotions, and he's very excited to get there.
Do you know anything about San Jose, and just what is your excitement level to kind of get into the NHL now?
Знаешь что-то про Сан-Хосе и какие вообще ощущения попасть в НХЛ?
Ощущение попасть в НХЛ, наверное, мечта любого пацана, любого мужика. А про Сан-Хосе, наверное, знаю, что мой командник играет, Егор Римашевский, точнее, был задрафтован там. Мой приятель, хороший знакомый Клим Костин играет, мы с ним из одного города.
He says it's any guy's dream to get drafted into the league, and he's had a few teammates who are in the San Jose system. Igor Ramoshevsky, who he grew up playing with, and Pete Foster is from the same town as him.
How were the interviews with San Jose combined?
Как проходили интервью с Сан-Хосе?
Наверное, как и со всеми командами, обычно мы встретились в Майами, встретились в лагере у Дэна и встретились в Вегасе непосредственно, пообщались два раза. Обычное интервью, ничего особенного не было.
He said it was a very standard interview. He met with them twice, one time in Miami during the Gold Star Hockey Development Camp, and then one time here in Vegas.
Sorry if you already asked this, but how would you describe your style of play?
Как бы ты объяснил свой стиль игры?
Не любящий уступать ни в одном моменте на поле, лидер, командный игрок.
He says he's a team guy, a leader, and he's very hungry for the puck.
What is your goals, obviously, to start your career in the NHL? Obviously, you probably need a little bit more development, but where do you see yourself in like 2 to 3 years? Do you feel like you can make the NHL that quickly?
Какие цели у тебя на ближайшее время? Видишь ли ты себя в лиге в ближайшие 2-3 года?
Да, я наверное, верю, не наверное, безнаверно верю в себя. Буду работать, чтобы через 2-3 года оказаться в NHL.
He says he's very confident that in 2 to 3 years he'll be ready to play in the NHL and he'll do everything possible to make that happen for himself.
Who's a player that you model your game after?
Какой игрок ты играешь?
На кого похож больше?
Да, да, в игре.
Я думаю, что Маккиннон.
Нейтан Маккиннон, he says.
What is the plan for this upcoming season, next season? Where will you play?
Какой план на предстоящий сезон, где ты планируешь играть?
Трудный вопрос. Это нужно будет обсудить еще с агентом. Пока что я знаю, что я поеду в тренировочный лагерь в Сан-Хосе, буду показывать себя, а дальше по дальнейшему развитию моей карьеры будем обсуждать с агентом.
He says he'll go to camp with San Jose, but ultimately it's up to his agent to decide, and that's a conversation we'll have further down.
Is playing junior hockey in Canada a possibility, or do you know who owns or rights, I guess, to junior hockey?
Если кто-то кому-то принадлежат твои права в канадской хоккейной лиге? No.
Was it hard yesterday not being picked in the first round?
Сложно ли было, что вчера тебя не выбрали? Как ты это перенес?
Да не знаю, наверное, тут нечего скрывать. Конечно, это было досадно. Но опять же, это не конец жизни, мы продолжаем жить. Я очень рад, что у меня выбыл Сан-Хосе, поэтому будем делать все, чтобы попасть в НХЛ и закрепиться там.
He said it was very devastating, but he's happy that he got drafted today, and he's very excited to go to San Jose yet again. So he'll do anything he can to get there as soon as he can.
What have your friends like Rimashevsky told you about San Jose?
Что тебе ребята рассказывали про Сан-Хосе?
Не знаю, наверное, вот опять же, кого я перечислил, Егор и Клим, мы с ними не общались про Сан-Хосе, потому что у Егора у самого не получилось в этом году приехать в Сан-Хосе, поэтому я думаю, я буду узнавать все впервые об этом городе и об этой команде.
He says he'll probably be the first one to find out more about San Jose, as he hasn't spoken to them yet about San Jose yet, and Igor Romashevsky obviously hasn't come to America yet.
Did you, were your parents here, like just, who did you share the moment downstairs with?
Кто с тобой приехал, кто рядом сидел?
Мои родители и мой первый тренер, который
ведет. His parents and his childhood coach.
What have you thought of this whole experience here in Las Vegas, here in this building? What were your thoughts on just this whole experience, I guess, being here?
Как тебе вообще впечатление о Лас-Вегасе, именно об этом мероприятии, что скажешь?
Не знаю, я могу сказать одно, что я мечтал об этом с самого детства, приехать на драфт, плюс такой красочный город, сфера, это невероятные эмоции. Еще один как бы, момент, что, скорее всего, это последний год, когда собирают игроков, поэтому я считаю, что драфт удался на 100%.
He says the draft turned out very well for him, and he's thrilled to be in Vegas, and that all the colors of everything, and just... The sphere itself and everything that's gone on the draft floor has been incredible to watch.
How does he celebrate today?
Как будем отмечать?
Скромно, по-семейному.
With his family.
Next up, the San Jose Sharks selected Leo Selin Wallenius from Sweden's J20 National Junior League, 53rd overall, the 21st pick of the second round.
Leo, how what's your emotions right now? What do you think?
I'm very proud. And yeah, it's fantastic. That's my feeling now.
Is this kind of a thought where you thought you might be drafted, or do you think maybe go a little bit earlier in the draft?
I don't know. I'm happy to. I got drafted, so that's what I'm thinking about now.
How would you describe your game for people who haven't seen you play? How would you describe your style?
As a player, a two-way defender, like to move the puck. A smart player with, I'm a good skater, so yeah, a two-way defender.
For yourself, obviously the Sharks have a few Swedes, Fabian Zetterlund and William Eklund. Are you familiar with them? Do you know anybody on the team? And what do you know about San Jose as a team as a whole right now?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of Swedish players there. It's a nice state, so that's what I know that now. So yeah.
For yourself, what's next for you? Where, you know, obviously you've got development camp coming up. Do you expect to be there? And where do you expect to play next season? Is it maybe in juniors or back in Sweden?
No, I'm going to play in Växjö Lakers with the men's. I signed a two years contract there. That's my plan for the next two coming seasons.
At what age did you dream about maybe playing in the NHL one day?
Yeah, of course. That's all I want. So. I'm gonna work hard every day to play in NHL one day.
Is there a player that you model your game after as a defenseman?
Yeah, I like to watch on Miro Heiskanen. He's also a two-way defender, a good skater. I like to how he plays, so I like to watch on him.
Is your primary goal this year to make the men's team of the Lakers?
Yeah, of course that is my goal. I want to play against men. So,
what do you have to work on to reach that goal this fall?
Be stronger. Work on all my things. Be better on all the things, and be stronger. Play with more intensity, and
Do you know William Eklund at all? Because he played with his brother Victor.
Yeah, I know him.
Okay.
He's a really good player. I like to watch him.
And what can you tell us about his brother Victor?
Victor is a good friend to me. He's a really good player. Like to play with more much intensity in the game. Good shot, smart player. So only good things about him.
What would you say is the strongest part of your game right now, the thing that you don't need to, you can rely on to play at an elite level?
I would say my smartness or my skating skills, my mobility on ice.
When it comes to special teams, you know, you mentioned you're a two-way defender, so are your strengths more on a penalty kill or would it be on a power play?
I would say I can play in both, both of penalty killing or power play, but I have played a lot of power play this season, so I want to go for that.
It's more fun to play on the power play.
Yeah, I think so.
And have you been having a good time here in Las Vegas, first time here?
Yeah, it's a fantastic here.
What have you thought of this, the sphere here and just being here?
Yeah, only amazing. It's a dream. I can say.
Who are you here with? You know, who do you owe, you know, getting to this point, you know, to?
I'm here with my family, of course.
What was your initial reaction to just hearing your name get called and being able to put on an NHL jersey for the first time?
I would say a dream come true. I have worked for this whole of my life, so a dream.
Did your family share any emotions with you? What was that moment like, just sharing that with your family?
I think they were very proud of me, so I like to do them happy. So that's my feeling.
How did your family, your parents, you know, help you achieve your dream?
Yeah, of course, they helped me every day. When I was young, with the food, drive me to trainings, and they helped me a lot of my life.
How are you guys going to celebrate today or tonight?
I don't know. I will see.
You have a lot of choices, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, knowing William Eklund. What do you think about just being part of the Sharks organization that, you know, yesterday was able to draft him, Eklund celebrating? I'm sure you've heard of him. You know, just all these young prospects sort of coming into this team. What do you think about just being part of this team right now that has all these young players?
It's a good team. They have drafted very good players this draft, so they have a good future, and it's good for me also. I'm gonna do everything to take a shirt in the team one day. Work hard.
And how about some of the other Sharks Swedish prospects like Bisted and Havlid? Do you know them too?
What?
All? Like Bisted and Matthias Havlid?
Yeah, Matthias Havlid.
And Edström, do you know them at all?
Yeah. I'm a good friend with Edström, he's gonna help me there.
He's gonna help you?
Yeah. Right.
How would you kind of describe him as a player? The Sharks got him from Vegas.
Edström is a hard worker, a smart player. He can play in both zones, a two-way forward, so he's very important. I think he's also a leader, a very good guy, so that's what I have to say about him.
Next up for San Jose, Carson Wetch from the Calgary Hitmen of the Western Hockey League, the 17th pick of the third round.
San Jose Sharks, another Vancouver kid pick number one. What is your first reaction just getting drafted by San Jose Sharks?
I mean, it's probably the same with everyone else feeling. It's a dream come true. I mean, you kind of just black out. Like, I don't know. There's not many words to explain what you're feeling. But yeah, it's sweet.
Were the Sharks a team on your radar? Were you expecting to kind of go in the range that you were picked?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought I was going to go there. I was happy to go wherever, but San Jose Sharks, I mean, not a better organization. Now it's going to be the best, so let's do it.
You look at a lot of the prospects that they brought in, the Celebrini, obviously Will Smith, but a guy, Luca Cagnoni, was picked last year in the fourth round. You played against him in the WHL. What is it like just kind of now being able to join forces with him probably?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I grew up with Eklund too, so I played with him when I was younger, but yeah, just seeing familiar faces on the team that you're probably going to play for in the future, it's great to have.
How old were you when you were playing with Mac?
Oh, I think I started playing with him when I was like 4, and I think I went all the way until like he moved to San Jose, so it was a long time.
Yeah, I mean, what's it like just being a part of the same organization with him now? I guess it's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a full circle moment, so it's awesome.
Did you tell even when you were kids that he was kind of a little special?
Oh, 100%. I mean, he's leading every tournament points. He just dances around guys like it's nothing. Yeah, he's always been that special player.
Have you guys stayed in touch over the years?
Yeah, we have. So it's good. I can't believe I'm going to be at the same place as him again. So yeah, it's awesome.
Eklund did say that, you know, yesterday his dad told us they're going to stick around and see if some of his friends get drafted. Do you know if you had a chance to check, or has he reached out to you in any way to talk about this pick?
I haven't got a chance to check, but I'm sure he sent me a text in there somewhere. I have to look right after this.
Have you ever been to San Jose? What do you know about the area, and just what is your excitement about just to play, you know, California?
I've been once, and it's warm, so I'm pretty happy about that. But No, yeah, it seems like a great city. It seems like a place that's going to have a great future, so I'm fired up.
What should Sharks fans know about you and be excited for you to join this organization?
I would say I'm a pretty entertaining guy to watch. I mean, I kind of do it all. I fight, I lay hits, I can score, a little bit of everything, so they should be excited.
What kind of player you model your game after? Yeah, same question.
Yeah, this year's Dakota Joshua. I really like how he drops the mitts. He had a great season, scoring, assist, playoff player, so I think that would be the best comparison.
What did playing for the Hitmen do for your development this season?
I have to credit my coach. They really taught me like pro habits and what it takes to be a professional player. So playing for them really, really brought those pro habits in it, and it's going to help me push me to the next level.
How did you kind of rise to the occasion of, you know, the team taking like a little bit of a different approach in the second half of the year where all of a sudden you were thrust into more of a leadership position?
Yeah, I just had to step up and become more of a vocal guy in the room, and I think I really did that. I think me and some other guys really brought the team together, and I think we actually went on a pretty good winning streak right after that. So, yeah, it was good.
We also see you like to agitate your opponents. Is that something that's always been an element of your game? Do you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. I like when they give you that mad face and they get pretty pissed at you. I love that side of the game.
You mentioned that leadership a little bit. The Sharks obviously had the Patrick Marleau show with Brent Burns. There's kind of a new age. What do you feel like you can bring to a room like that when and if you eventually make the NHL?
Just me being myself. I mean, vocal guy in the room, but he's going to be honest with you. He's going to tell you how it is, and I think every good leader needs those qualities. So I think I just try to be who I am every day.
Other than Macklin, is there anybody else that you know in the organization, prospect or player there, that you're excited to play with?
Yeah, like you said, Will Smith. I've never really seen him play, so if I'm going to get to see him skate this summer, that's going to be something sweet.
Not big of a fighter, are you?
Not big of a fighter?
Yeah, how good of a fighter are you?
I think I'm pretty solid. I mean, you can go check him out online, and you guys can check for the shelves, and you guys can see. Yeah, but I think I'm pretty solid.
Do you have a go-to trash talk line?
I don't know if I can say that.
I'll ask you later. But can you talk about just the moment of, you know, you said you kind of blacked out, but just like, who's most important that's here with you, sharing this moment with you?
100% my family and my agent and my mentor. Both all those people played a huge role in where I am today, from early morning skates, just being there whenever I need. I can't credit them enough to where I am.
You
seen Yaks go yesterday? I actually hopped out of my chair a little bit. That was seven. That's something awesome, and this is going to be a big year for us. So I think just trying to take what we can learn from this summer and from our organizations and bring it into this year would be huge.
What's your goals for the next season?
Just improve everything overall. I think that's the biggest thing. Just become the best player I can be and just keep on striving for that next level.
You mentioned maybe the agitating part of your game a little bit. You know, Macklin's known for being so competitive. Did you guys ever get in a little tussle on the ice or anything, a little wrestling match or anything?
Hard to think about. I'm sure we did a couple games going out, a little mini games. Our old coach is actually here too, John Calvano, so it was pretty cool for him to see both his players get trapped. But yeah, we definitely got into it a few times.
How much does his attitude, his approach rub off on other guys?
John?
Macklin.
Oh, rubs off on everyone. I mean, He brings everything to the table. He's a vocal guy. He's friends with everyone. I mean, no one dislikes the kid. So I think his competitiveness on the ice and how he is off the ice really does run.
There's talk of Macklin, obviously. You mentioned your leadership. Do you think Macklin Silver could be a future captain in the NHL one day?
100%. I mean, yeah, I think he is, definitely.
What's his best quality that you feel like makes him, other than, you know, being vocal, one thing like that, something the way he talks, the way he brings people in, what does he do that you feel like that can be the case?
Just how positive he is. I mean, he's always got a smile on his face, and I think that's one of the biggest things.
What were your expectations coming into today? Did you think this was about where you might go? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I thought I was going to go around this area, and this day is so unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen, so I was just happy to go wherever.
You thought of this whole spectacle of being in the sphere and everything that it has to offer, I guess.
It's hot. It's really hot. I can barely wear my suit outside, but no, yeah, this whole thing's crazy. I mean, couldn't be in a better place. I think we're really lucky to be here.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm going to head to the pool probably, chill outside for a little bit, maybe get a tan, but just be with family and go out for a nice dinner. I think that's the best thing you can do.
For the Sharks' fourth selection on day two, San Jose selected goaltender Christian Kirsch from Zug U20 of the U20 Elite, Swiss Junior League, the 19th pick of the fourth round.
Christian, can you just talk about that moment when you hear your name called and just how you felt?
Yeah, I think it was a huge relief. I mean, it's awesome. I think the Sharks are an awesome team. It was a great moment. Really excited. So, yeah.
Who's here with you?
So, 10 people, my parents, my girlfriend, my sister, my goalie coach, my agent. So, yeah, quite a few guys.
Did you have a kind of a sense that this is where you would go, or did you think maybe earlier or maybe later?
No, I thought fourth round would be it. So, no, pretty much where I thought was going to, where I was heading.
Obviously from Switzerland, there's from Swiss, right? Timo Meier is here. Just the Sharks continuing to bring in players. What's it mean to know that like the Sharks are looking in regions like Switzerland, right? There's places where hockey players can be found.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's an honor. I mean, Swiss player, and Timo Meier obviously being there, it's great. So it's cool, man.
Just for you, as your game, you know, obviously later in the round, maybe some Sharks fans may not know, who do you compare your game most to? Who can you relate to an NHL goal that you like to compare your game to?
I would say Hellebuck. He's also a tall guy who skates well and reads the game pretty well, so I can relate to him, I think. Yeah.
For you next season, where do you plan on playing? Obviously, what's the next step for you after next year?
So I'll be in Green Bay in the USHL for a year or two, and then moving to UMass to college there. Got a commitment like 2 years ago already, so I'll be there.
Growing up, watching Timo Meier play, was the Sharks one of your favorite teams when you were growing up watching him play?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, I always loved the logo as well, the colors of the team. Obviously, Timo Meier, one of the best Swiss players, play there, so I've watched them quite a lot, but maybe not like the main team, because I don't think they really had the best goalies till kind of Blackwood was there. I think he's an awesome guy, so I do watch him quite a lot. But, so.
How about as a Swiss goalie, as Jonas Hiller, did you grow up kind of idolizing him or watching him at all?
I think he's a bit an old-style goalie, so it's hard to kind of watch him. I didn't really like his style, his body language. I watched him when he came back to Switzerland after the NHL. But I didn't really follow him that much, so yeah.
What do you like about Blackwood, his game?
I think just the way he moves, it looks so smooth. He's so flexible, and I think he's so good at everything. I think as soon as he has better guys in front of him, better defenders help him a bit more, it's going to be an awesome team, so yeah.
And you mentioned Hellebuck as a goalie. You model yourself after anybody else that you really like model your game after?
It's a good question. I think it's hard kind of compare yourself to another goalie because every goalie is different. So I just try watching other guys. I mean, one guy's good at skating, the other one has great hip mobility. So I think there are a lot of awesome goalies, but it's hard to really just compare one-on-one, but I think Hellebuck is a good example to compare.
Other than your height, where is your best asset that
I think my skating. So my skating, my feet is really good. It just helps move around the crease really quick. So I'm an explosive skater who can control his big body. So I think a lot of big goalies, they're more like blockers and can't skate that well, so it really helps.
How about your puck handling skills today? Pretty decent as well?
I think I can work on that. So it's definitely a side I'm working on, but I think it's just not that much talent is needed for that, but just a lot of hard work to get better at, so yeah.
What age did you start playing goalie?
When I was seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
What drew you to the position?
I love the gear. I mean, you just look like a transformer, obviously, when you're small. You just look huge, and when you see these 2-meter guys, it was really the gear that kind of got me to the position. So,
at what age did you start to think, you know, I might be able to turn pro or get drafted? Did you, that started maybe as a 4 or 5 years ago, or when did you start to think that I could be a long-term?
Yeah. 4 or 5 years ago, I was pretty active with 13, probably. That's when I knew I got some talent, was better than a few other guys, made into the national team. I think as soon as I made into the U17 team or the underage U18 World Juniors, I knew I was someone who can achieve something. So, yeah.
Thanks again.
The Sharks have been adding a lot of pieces, of course. You know, you have like Sam Dickinson, Mac and Celebrity. What's it like to be part of this group now?
Well, that's awesome. I mean, so many great players that got drafted in the last years. Excited to meet all of them, and it's going to be awesome. It's a great group, so, yeah.
Do you know anyone inside the Sharks organization, or, you know, are you familiar with anybody, whether it's players, front office, coaches?
No, not really. I mean, I've had some interviews, but, yeah, that's it. So.
How do you approach something like that, coming into a team? Obviously, you know, you're not going to be there right away, but if you're planning on being a development camp, coming to a team, just how do you kind of make yourself part of the group? What is the best way to kind of take away those nerves of coming into a fresh, you know, fresh room?
Oh, I think just, I mean, communicate with other players, just be friendly to each other, talk with them. So that's, I think, socialize, that's going to help me, and then show everyone that I'm a hard worker to gain their respect. And so, yeah.
I feel like since it's a goalie, a little easier to connect with the other goalies.
Yeah.
On the Sharks, though, who did you interview with, and did you have a good feeling talking with the Sharks in the kind of draft process?
So, it wasn't probably the team that was most interested in me. So I had like two interviews maybe with them, but there were definitely other teams that were a bit more interested in me and already told me like, okay, we want to take you this position or this position. I love the location, so I would say yes, it's awesome there. So yeah, we're excited.
Can you say who maybe liked you? Do you have a chip on your shoulder, you know? Any teams?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
Have you spent much time, have you played on the smaller ice a lot? The North American sized ice a lot, and what are your experiences with that, I guess?
So we played a few tournaments over there. I practiced a few times. Was Green Bay. They had like a camp there where we just played games. So I do have experience with it, but it's obviously a change as bigger ice is a bit slower. But you get used to it, so it's...
I was just going to say, what are the challenges for a goalie?
So it's, I think the angles kind of, the players, just the angles, the speed. I mean, everything just happens a bit faster than the bigger ice. There are more high quality chances as the shots come more from inside the boards, so it's just everything's closer.
You like to adjust to that? How long might it take to just to kind of get used to that, like as you get into the USHL next year?
I think it's going to definitely take a few games.
Yeah.
And then like maybe 3 or 4 games to really get used to it. A lot of practice. So, but then I think it's not going to be a problem.
As a Swiss player, kind of see every year more and more Swiss players kind of coming into the league. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the sport has kind of taken off among maybe younger players over the past, let's say, 10 years or so?
Well, I think the guys back in Switzerland, they just do a better job. They understand the game more. They, like, the coaches, everything. They just try to learn from other countries as well, which are obviously a bit bigger nation like the U.S. They learn from these guys, and then really that really helps them develop their own Swiss players. And, yeah, I think that's the main difference.
Next on the docket for San Jose, fifth selection of day two, they selected defenseman Colton Roberts from the Vancouver Giants of the WHL with the second pick of the fifth round, 131st overall.
Colton, obviously a big day for you. What was your reaction to getting drafted by the San Jose Sharks?
Yeah, I mean, it was emotional rollercoaster for sure. Like, hearing my name called, like, unbelievable. Like, I worked all my years for this, and having my family beside me, like, I'm forever grateful for them for sure. Without them, I wouldn't be here where I am.
Were you expecting to go somewhere, you know, this round where you were picked, and were the Sharks on your radar?
I had no idea, no. I wasn't told anything, so it was a bit of a surprise for sure, but I'm very grateful.
Do you have any meetings, interviews with the Sharks, either here in Vegas or at the Combine if you're there?
Yeah, I do.
How many did you have with them?
I think just one.
Did you feel like it went well? Or, you know, obviously, did you walk away from the interview being like, you know, this seems like a place that I could go and I would be excited to be at?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the great organization, like, I'm looking forward to it.
Colton, congratulations. How well do you know Carson Wesch?
We grew up playing together, yeah. And against each other, too, so pretty well.
Have you been a receiving end of, he's been kind of aggressive, you know, trash-talking kind of player, so you guys have some battles?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's a good player. He's competitive, and I like that. I like playing against players like that, so props to him.
Would you describe your game in kind of the same way, too, physical and competitive?
Yeah, I feel like, 200-foot defenseman that really competes in every zone. And, describe my game that.
Who would you model your game after?
A little bit of Brandon Carlo and Alex Petrangelo. Those guys are big, heavy, competitive guys that are 2A defensemen. So.
And I also had to ask you too, obviously a Vancouver connection with Macklin Celebrini. So did you also grow up with Macklin too?
Yeah, I played with him and against him as well. So yeah.
What can you tell us about playing with Macklin as a kid?
Yeah, he was I think he's a generational talent for sure. I mean, that guy would go on the ice and score every shift. It was crazy to see him, seeing him win first overall, like fulfilled his dreams. Unbelievable.
How awesome is it to join an organization with your friends, Macklin and Parson?
Yeah, it's really cool to be going with that organization and seeing faces I know and I've known for a long time. So yeah, I think overall it'll be a really cool experience.
Also, how cool is it to see Giants going back to back
picks? Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, good for Thorpe. I mean, I'm really excited for him.
What part of your game do you think progressed the most this year?
I think my D zone for sure. Working on that. That's what I need to be for the next level.
How does playing for the Giants impacted your development?
All the coaching staff, everybody, huge thanks to them. They've been helping me a lot. I've been through lots of video with them. They're really intrigued with me, so I'm very grateful to be with them.
What is your best asset that you bring as a defenseman?
I think a really competitive guy that hates losing.
How do you think about special teams? Are you more of a penalty kill type guy or are you a power play type guy?
I feel that can be on both, but I know going to the next level I need to be a penalty kill guy and I want to play that role.
When you're skating with Macklin, is he a guy that kind of just forces you to raise your level?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the skill he has, his hard skill, like shoots anywhere. Like he's a real good player. Like playing with and against him, like 100% need to shut him down. So.
What do you want to work on as you kind of go into your next season?
D zone stuff for sure. I need to be more assertive in the D zone. That's my biggest key. I'm going through that throughout the summer and all.
Obviously, your teammate just getting drafted too. How does your team look for next year?
I think we'll be young for sure, but we'll turn some heads.
We did not get availability with the Sharks' sixth pick of day two, Nate Miskey, or their final selection of day two, Yaroslav Rostelyov. Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all 2024 draft coverage and the upcoming development camp and prospect scrimmage on the 4th of July, which you can find on the Sharks Audio Network. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yend.